The Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy hosted a town hall meeting in Carlsbad on Monday night to talk about recovery efforts at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, the nation's only underground nuclear waste storage facility. WIP supporters' primary concern was getting hundreds of workers back on the job. DOE Secretary Ernest Moniz promised the crowd that WIP will reopen. The plant was closed in mid-February after a radiation leak, the cause of which is still unclear. Senator Martin Heinrich talked about congressional efforts to get the facility the funds it needs to operate safely and said those funds should be guaranteed every year.
It is this maintenance piece that I think we need the most focus on because attention in Washington too often is driven by crisis. And for a project like WIP that has to last as long as WIP has to last, we need every year to be able to focus on what it needs.
The House and Senate are considering more than $100 million for recovery efforts and more than $200 million for continued operations. One audience member said WIP is a failure and should not be reopened. Eddy County Commissioner Susan Crockett said the last few months have been difficult because the Department of Energy has not been forthcoming with information.
The workers at WIP are frustrated. The community's frustrated. We're all frustrated with the slow pace of the information we're receiving and the slow pace of the recovery effort.
Secretary Moniz has suggested it might take another 12 to 18 months before WIP begins accepting shipments from the nation's nuclear labs. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.